Friends, in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus. Again, a few of the words of our epistle reading this morning, the first part of it from Hebrews in the second chapter. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? This is the Word of God. Please be seated. There's a blogger by the name of Chris Hurd who wrote a little piece titled, Why Do We Neglect the Most Important Things in Life? And he recalls a little story, a time one evening when he was at home, sitting there in his living room, and he was utterly engrossed with that little screen on his phone, as people so often are these days, when his little daughter did something that he describes as both incredible and heartbreaking. What was incredible was the way his little daughter was competing with that phone for her dad's attention by literally banging on a drum louder and louder until dad had no choice but to pay attention to her. What was heartbreaking, he said, is that she had to do that to get his attention. And he wondered how many times his little daughter had tried to wrestle his attention away from that seductive world behind the screen on his phone and had not succeeded. How many of her smiles, her antics, her cries, he had already missed. And he thought about the day in the not too distant future when his grown daughter, who lives far away, would only be available to him on that little screen. And he would regret how, when she was little and at home, he had neglected to take the time for her because he was captive to his newsfeed and his inbox and his social media. Why do we neglect the most important things in life? That same blogger blames a lot of it on modern technology. He writes these words, "Every second we spend consuming photos taken by an acquaintance we haven't seen in 10 years is one that is irrevocably stolen from our spouses, family, and friends." And his answer to such neglect of our loved ones is an app for your phone. Yeah, that's right. He calls it Ember. I guess it's the idea is to keep the embers of love alive in your relationships. It's a digital personal assistant to remind you of birthdays and anniversaries, when to buy flowers, when to go on a date, what kind of gifts the person might like. I don't know, it just struck me as kind of funny that this guy's answer to technology-induced neglect of our loved ones is more technology. In any case, you know, the neglect of important things is not a new problem to the human family, as if the people who lived before the advent of the smartphone never neglected important things. Just look at the scriptures. Way back at the beginning, Adam and Eve, who we read about today, neglected to pay close enough attention to what they had heard from God, and as just retribution, they were booted out of paradise. Moses neglected to pay close enough attention to what he heard, and instead of speaking to the rock that it might bring forth water for Israel, as he had been directed by God, he instead struck the rock twice with his staff. And he broke faith with God in front of all of Israel. And as just retribution, he was barred from entering the promised land. Israel, as a nation, neglected to pay close enough attention to what they had heard. And they thought they could divide their loyalties between the God of Israel and the gods of the Canaanites and have it both ways. And as just retribution, their nation was destroyed and they were taken into captivity in Babylon. No, the human tendency to neglect important things is not new. It's a problem that is as old as sin and as far as the curse is found. And that's why Proverbs cautions us, hear instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. Well, the recipients of this letter to the Hebrews were apparently making this very same mistake in their lives of faith. And so the author says to them, therefore we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. Now, did you catch the word drift? To neglect something is to drift right on past it without giving it the attention that it deserves. Neglect, and this is where this picture popped into my mind, neglect is going on a river rafting expedition and then taking a nap while you drift on past those majestic rock cliffs that make this river trip so beautiful. Seeing these towering walls of stone is the reason that people go to this river, but you just drifted on by. And you didn't give it the attention it deserves. That's the picture of neglect that Hebrews paints for us. Except that what the recipients of this letter were neglecting was not canyon walls, if only that's all that it was. But they were neglecting the most important thing. They were neglecting their salvation. As great as it is, they were neglecting it. And so the writer to the letter of the Hebrews gives us a clue as to what this neglect looked like. He says, therefore we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard. Do you see what the neglect of our salvation looks like? It looks like Christians, like us, not paying close enough attention to what we have heard from God, and thus giving the devil a foothold in our lives and hearts as he tempts us to begin to drift away from the most important thing. We neglect our salvation when we don't pay close enough attention to what we heard from God about assembling with the church for worship and the study of the Scriptures. But we find other things to be more important. Recreation, sports, leisure, family activities, and we start to slowly drift away from our salvation. Which is why the author of this letter had to write to them, do not neglect assembling yourselves as some are in the habit of doing. Hebrews 10:25. We neglect our salvation when we don't pay close enough attention to what we heard about bringing our children to Christ, as we heard in the gospel reading today. Oh, we faithfully bring them to their games and their practices and their clubs and their meetings and their friends and their schools and their grandparents, but maybe not so faithfully to Christ. And we teach them by our example that the things of this world are of greater consequence than the things of God. And the entire family begins to drift away from their salvation. We neglect our salvation when we don't pay close enough attention to what we heard about walking in step with the Spirit. And instead of walking in the ways of the Spirit, in the ways of God, as we said in the psalm this morning, we think that we can divide our loyalties, that we can have it both ways. We can have God and this world, and we can love them both. And so we can do what we want with our bodies, and we can speak however we want, and we can go wherever we want to go, and choose whatever friends we want, and soak in whatever entertainment we want. We want not what God wants, what we want. And we begin to slowly drift away from our salvation. Why do we neglect the most important thing in life? You know, the neglect of what we have heard from God is the neglect of our salvation. Because the very purpose of His Word is to save us. As Jesus Himself said, whoever hears my word and believes has eternal life. And if we neglect that salvation, that message of grace, then what hope is there for us? As the text goes on to say in Hebrews, it says, for since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and when he's talking about Mount Sinai here, the message of the law, if that proved to be reliable, given by angels, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation that was declared first by the Lord? And do you see the line of reasoning here? If God's retribution upon Israel was just for their having neglected the message given by angels at Mount Sinai, then how are we going to escape God's retribution if we neglect the message that was given to us by His own Son at Calvary? There will be no escape for those who trifle with God's grace and who drift away from the cross, their only hope of salvation. Listen to these words of Hebrews 10. It is impossible in the case of those who were once enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit and then have fallen away, we might say drifted away, it is impossible to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding Him up to contempt. But the good news, and I want you to hear this well, the good news is that the message that was brought by God's Son at Calvary, that message of salvation and forgiveness, is greater than any retribution we deserve. The message of the gospel is, as we read in the psalm, that God was mindful of us and that He sent His Son to save us precisely from God's retribution, the retribution we deserve. And so there is escape. And we have a great salvation to celebrate together. I like the way one author said it. We are always tempted to neglect our salvation, and Jesus is merciful to neglect our sins. Our salvation is great precisely because Jesus did not neglect us, but instead He neglects to give us the punishment that we deserve. And so God made Him for a little while to be lower than the angels, and He became our brother in this flesh. And He was crowned with glory and honor when He was enthroned upon the cross, and He tasted death for all of us. And in doing so, He sanctified us, Hebrews says. He made us holy in the sight of God with the blood of the covenant, that one sacrifice for sins that atones for all the sins of the world, including my sins, your sins, of neglecting His salvation and His word and His kingdom. And because this is such a great salvation, I ask you this morning, how can we neglect it any longer? His salvation is greater than your neglect of it, greater than any of your sins. His salvation is greater than all that you're going to face today, and God willing, all that you will face tomorrow. His salvation is greater than every charge that can possibly be brought against you in the day of judgment. His salvation is greater than your doubts and your fears. greater than cancer, greater than cardiac arrest, and yes, greater than COVID. And if you find yourself neglecting such a great salvation, not paying close enough attention to the Word of God in your walk of faith or in your family, if you find yourself beginning to drift away from the most important thing, if you find yourself guilty of any of this, you are in exactly the right place. You know that little feature on Google Maps that recenters you? Just press that little button, and it reorients the whole view so that you can see better where you are and where you're going. Well, consider these moments of the divine service as God's recentering feature of your life. We come here today and we confess that as great a salvation as God has given us in Christ, we have neglected it. That we have not paid close enough attention to what we have heard from God. And that as a result, we have drifted on past the most important things of life. The things of God, the things of His kingdom, the only things that are eternal. Confessing these things and receiving the forgiveness of God in the absolution and in the sacrament of the altar recenters us once again in the restoring words of the cross and in the care of the crucified. This divine service brings you back to a renewed appreciation of the greatness of your salvation because it brings you back to Jesus. It reorients you from your neglect to God's joyous embrace in Christ. Such is life's greatest treasure. So we pray, Lord, give me your grace and the power of the Spirit to value this treasure aright. Oh God, may we never again neglect so great a salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.